If you're a guy who has yet to gain your first 30 to 40 pounds of muscle and get your body fat down to around 10%, or if you are a woman who has yet to gain your first 15 to 20 pounds of muscle and get your body fat down to around 20%, and if you want to know how to do those things as quickly, effectively, and enjoyably, and that's an important point, as possible, keep watching this video. My name is Mike Matthews, and I have exciting news for you. I'm excited, at least, because I just released new third editions of my best-selling fitness books for men and women, Bigger Leaner Stronger and Thinner Leaner Stronger, respectively. And it gets even better because from now until July 22nd, the ebooks of both of the books on Amazon are on sale for just 99 cents. Yes, that means that you can get my best-selling books for about the cost of a cup of gas station coffee. And these aren't just any fitness books either. I published Bigger, Leaner, Stronger, the first edition back in 2012, and since then it has sold over 500,000 copies. It has close to 3,700 reviews on Amazon with a 4.7 star average the last time I checked. And I have published hundreds and hundreds, if not 1,000 plus at this point, success stories online from men who have reached out to me after using the information and the program in Bigger, Leaner, Stronger to get bigger, leaner, and stronger, and to actually, in many cases, get into the best shape of their lives. And the women's book, Thinner, Leaner, Stronger, is no slouch either. It was published a bit later than Bigger, Leaner, Stronger, so it has sold currently over 300,000 copies, just over 300,000 copies, and it has about 1,600 reviews on Amazon with a 4.5-star average. And similar to the men's book, I have also published many, many, many women's success stories who have successfully used the book to get into the best shape of their lives. And so if I already have your attention, then head over to Amazon, search for whichever book you want, and the ebook will be on sale for just 99 cents until July 22nd. And then the price of both of the books is going to go back up to $7.99. That's the normal price of the ebooks. Now, if you are wondering what is in these books and why are they so popular and why have they helped so many people, why have they been so workable, the reason is, one, they are very thorough, they're very comprehensive. These new third editions in particular, both the men's and the women's books, clocked in at somewhere around 130 to 140,000 words or about 400 pages of content. But don't worry, those pages will be turning quickly because, unlike other fitness books that are out there, my goal and my priority and my focus with these books was not to show off how many different things I know or how many big words I can use, but to clearly and practically explain the core fundamentals of diet, exercise, and supplementation, the 20% that are going to give you 80% of the results. So what that means then is if you're like most people and you just want to know how to get into great shape, and by great shape, I truly mean great shape. I mean a Hollywood physique or a fitness model physique. I'm talking about abs and arms and all the rest of it. If you just want to know how to get there with only 3 to 6 hours of working out per week, doing workouts you actually enjoy and actually look forward to, and eating the foods that you like, never feeling starved, never feeling deprived, never feeling even restricted, these books are all that you need, period. They give you all of the know-how, tools, and instructions you need to build your best body ever. And although the books are evidence-based, they do contain over 400 citations of scientific studies each. They are also very clear, very easy to understand, and very practical. I do not beat you over the head with scientific jargon or dive deep into the weeds of anatomy and physiology or fill many pages with unnecessary details. Instead, I share with you the keys, the fundamentals that are scientifically proven to maximize muscle and strength gain and fat loss. And then I show you how to turn those things into a coherent system for dieting and exercising and supplementing that not only works, but that you actually enjoy. And yes, you get all that for just 99 cents. That is basically free. And you know, if you don't like the book for whatever reason, whichever one you read, you can't just get your money back through Amazon. You can just instantly refund any ebook that you don't like. So then it would be 100% free. But you do have to hurry because this deal ends on July 22nd. So head over to Amazon, search for Bigger Leaner Stronger if you are a guy, or Thinner Leaner Stronger if you're a woman, and pick up the Kindle, the ebook today for just 99 cents. Now, you might be wondering why the new third editions and what makes them different from the second editions. Well, I wrote the second editions published them four and a half years ago. And ever since then, I've been keeping a list of questions and suggestions that I've gotten from readers, also stuff that I've gleaned from negative reviews on Amazon. I look at all reviews personally, and I am particularly interested in negative reviews. Many people take them personally, and it's actually kind of a thing among writers to not look at your reviews, and especially not your negative reviews, because you're going to be so triggered and it's going to interrupt your workflow. And I disagree. I don't take them personally at all, and I have found quite a few negative reviews to be helpful. Now, it's true that most of the one-star reviews are not very helpful. Sometimes it's just random stuff like, oh, the book never came, which is not a review of the book, or it's just a one line, this book sucked. Okay, not very helpful. But there have been quite a few 2- and 3-star reviews that, even if overly critical, did have some good points where I actually did agree with some of the things that people were saying, and so I wrote them down. And then in addition to that, as I have continued to research and write articles and record podcasts and videos and so forth, I myself had my own list of things that I wanted to add, remove, change, and so forth, just to make the books as good as they possibly can be. And so after years of that, the lists got pretty extensive. It got to a point where it was clearly time to do new editions. And so I started in on it, and I took the second editions, and I thought it was going to be a process of mostly just kind of editing the second editions, cleaning things up, removing stuff, adding stuff, changing things to make them more accurate or more clear or more helpful. But as I got into it, I quickly realized that I wanted to make major changes to these books, not so much in the core information that they provided, which has stood the test of time at this point, but in how the information was organized and how it was explained and presented. And so that's what I did. These new third editions are really just brand new books. I reorganized everything from scratch. I rewrote the entire books from scratch. Very little, if you look at the literal words, very little from the second edition is in the third edition. I believe have improved literally everything about the books. And as I've been saying, my primary goal for these books is that they are as practical as they can be. I do not want these to be books that people simply read and then put down. I want these to be books that people read and then get fired up and use. And so a lot of the changes that I've made in these third editions were with that end in mind. You see, basically, I want readers to finish whichever book they're reading, and to feel like they have everything they need to get started, that everything makes sense, they know exactly what the next steps are, and they can just get going. You see, what was happening previously is I would often hear from people who had questions or needed clarifications that were preventing them from starting the program or progressing on the program. And so again, I made notes of these things over the years, and I've addressed all of them. And this is reflected in the feedback that I'm getting from readers of the new third editions, and also the fact that I'm getting fewer of those types of questions now, which is kind of bittersweet because I actually really do enjoy hearing from our readers. My inbox is, it's got to be close to 200,000 emails sent and received now. But I would rather hear from people who write me to say, hey, I read the book, I loved it, I'm 4 weeks into the program, I've already lost 6 pounds of fat, and I'm gaining strength, and this is awesome. I'd rather have that than someone write me, say, hey, the book was great, but I have these questions. This isn't exactly clear. How does this work? I'm not sure if I'm doing this right, and so forth. Another thing that has changed in the 3.0s are the workout routines. I have simplified them a little bit. So I took out something called Strength Week, which was in the second edition workouts. I liked it theoretically, and I actually still kind of like it theoretically, but many people did find it confusing and it was an unnecessary addition, really. So I took that out. And I also tweaked the men's and women's programs based on my ongoing research, my ongoing growing understanding of how to better gain muscle and strength, as well as feedback from many, many people who have been doing the 2.0 programs. And so what that means is you have some different exercises, you have some periodization, some higher rep work in the men's program in particular. That's an addition. Not much, because periodization is really more suited to intermediate and advanced weightlifters, but there is a little bit now, particularly in the men's program. You have the routines, I think, now are better optimized in terms of volume and frequency per major muscle group. You have a new type of deload. You also have some different options for 4 and 3 day routines and more. So again, the changes are not radical, but more evolutionary. So my big, hairy, audacious goal, my BHAG for these books is that they become generally recognized as the best fitness books for men and women ever written, but that's ultimately not up to me. I've done my part. I've done the best that I can do with these books. I can honestly say they are the best fitness books for men and women that I am personally capable of writing right now. I'm very happy with how they came together. I dare say I'm proud of them. And so far, the feedback has been outstanding as well. And especially from people who have been with me since the beginning, who read the 1.0s and the 2.0s and now the 3.0s. And I would love to hear from you too, whether this is the first time my words have entered your skull, or you've been following me for a while now and have read maybe the second editions or one of them, or even earlier, maybe you read a first edition. I really, really would like to hear what you think of these new third editions. Again, whichever one is applicable to you. So if you do give one of the books a read, please do reach out and tell me what you think. And I want to hear the good and the bad, because these third editions will probably not be the final editions. I have my new list. The file is already there. I don't have anything in it yet. So I do want to continue improving these books over time. And for that, for reaching me, the best way to get me is email, mike@muscleforlife.com, muscleforlife.com. You can DM me on Instagram. I do try to stay on top of it, but it is not as easy to do as with email. So I do inevitably miss some things on Instagram. All right, well, that is my spiel for the new third editions of Bigger Leaner Stronger and Thinner Leaner Stronger. I hope you have found it persuasive, and I hope you have already headed off to Amazon to pay just 99 cents for the Kindle ebook, or are heading there now. And then I hope to hear from you after you've read it and started the program and are absolutely thrilled with the results.